since 40 years, I have been talking to you. So many words. I mean, just a little part which somehow or another was written. In Istanbul, they wanted to make a book of our talks here. And we sort of gathered maybe one-tenth, maybe less, of it, and what we sent it. It's going to be two volumes. The other day, I don't know whether I showed it to you there, Baba, some of my little notes on a piece of paper that were that thick at home is waiting that when I die, he's going to try to figure out what I said and do something with it. If words which we value so much, because it is said that sohbet, these conversations which we have between ourselves, is really more important than the zikrullah which we are making. But in spite of all this importance given to the words, certainly there is the word of Allah Ta'ala in the Quran al-Kareem. There is the word of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in volumes and volumes of hadith. And we read them. And then we talk about them. And it is only this fakir who has really, probably millions of words have been spent here, coming from here and entering into your ears there. If it had any value at all, we would have been with what we have read from the Quran al-Kareem and the Hadith and heard from our sheikhs, all of us, we would have by now should have been saints. If it had any value to bring us close to Allah Ta'ala, then what is all that we do? Imagine the numbers of the namaz which we did, numbers of days of the fasting which we did, numbers of the hajjis which we went, numbers of times on occasions our behavior to worldly conditions in our jobs, in our relationship, in our families, towards our mother, towards our father. You know, all these, sometimes, more than sometimes, painful actions which we have done would have not been necessary at all. So why are we spending all this time reading, listening? To make us do things, to make us excited, if you wish, propaganda That is what I have been doing for 40 years. I have been doing the propaganda of Allah Ta'ala. Hoping that this propaganda will somehow push you, induce you, make you want to do certain difficult, painful things. Now Allah Ta'ala, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Surah Hud made my hair become white. Ya Rasulullah, is it the stories of the pains and disasters which happened to the people, to the nations, to the tribes, which is described in Surah? No, he said. Just simply this ayah. Continue persevering as you are ordered to. In Arabic, the word is istiqama. Continue without zigzagging, without going back and forth on the Sirat al-Mustaqim. Not doing what Allah Ta'ala told you not to do, and doing what Allah Ta'ala told you to do, walk straight. That made Rasulullah's hair become white. What should it do to us? Don't lie to me and tell me that you are looking forward to do your prayers 5 times a day. Don't tell me we are looking forward to fast during the Ramadan. Don't tell me you are looking forward to pay your zakat. Hazrat Shibli says, ibadat is to do that which is hard for you to do. To be in that state of istiqama, walking on the straight path, to do what Allah Ta'ala tells us to do and not to do what He tells us not to do, is against everything without exception which this life and this world wants us to do. Everything without exception. Everything which we are accustomed to do. Eating. We are told, you know, don't eat. Wanting to have things. We are told, you know, not having things, giving things away. Unnatural. This is not what the world does to do, wants us to do. Making love to our wives. Don't do it during the Ramadan. So that is what makes it so difficult. And it makes the blessed hair of Rasulullah even turn white. Talking is making the propaganda. Oh yeah, I know it's difficult. I know you don't want to do it. I know it bothers you. But if you do it, it will hurt you. It will give you a headache. It will give you a stomachache. It will take this pleasure away, that pleasure away. Then I have to convince you that what you will receive for it is much more what you think you have lost of this world doing it. That is what the talk is all about. In itself, it doesn't do anything whatsoever at all. Even the words of Allah Ta'ala in the Quran al-Kareem, even the words of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the hadith, in itself, by itself, doesn't do anything except whetting your appetite, not for the iftar, but for the food in Jannah. Salaam alaikum. That's the talk of tonight. Sure. And you can't obviously do it without that propaganda. But that is all what it is. But you do understand that you have to do it yourself. Nobody else can do it for you. Nobody can fast for you. Nobody can make prayers for you. Nobody can make hajj for you. Nobody pay zakat for you. Nobody could believe for you. Nobody can love Allah Ta'ala and yearn for Him for you. You have to do it yourself. And the persistence and the continuity of doing it is of great importance. Hazreti Cüneyd Bağdadi Kudüs-ü Serrah el-Fettahi, he has said that if you follow this path for 1,000 years and for one instant turn your back to it, your loss will be greater than you have gained in 1,000 years. Now let me also add again in a hadith which Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, knowing the difficulty of this path, says that even if you do not do it perfectly, even if you can not do it perfectly, be steadfast all the same, as well as you can. Meaning, as long as you don't turn your back to it, you can walk slowly on it. You can take 2 steps and sit down and rest for an hour if you want to. Of course, you will be losing time, but it's okay. As long as you do not turn your back to it. So we are doing okay. It is said for the beginners such as ourselves, the difficulty is our heedlessness and laziness. But when you are advanced in the path, the difficulty in thinking that you have arrived to a certain point, thinking that you have achieved something, that is the difficulty as you are advanced. So if you are a beginner, don't be lazy. If you are advanced, don't think that you have done anything at all, that you haven't reached anywhere at all. Salaam alaikum. Ezanı duymadım ama herhalde geldi.
Biraz önce okudum.
None of us, we give our religion its due. None of us. Except during the Ramadan. In Ramadan, even if you have a tiny little bit of decency, you do not satisfy yourself just by not eating and drinking and not making love, but you also are supposed, all of your members are supposed to fast. Your eyes are supposed to fast. Your ears are supposed to fast. Your tongue is supposed to fast. Your touch is supposed to fast. So you don't lie. You don't break anybody's heart. You are kind and you are generous. But if you cannot do any of those things, at least do not do any harm to anybody or to anything. Now, can you imagine to live all your days like we do during the Ramadan? That is what istiqamah is. As simple as that. Days and nights. Then we would be truly Muslims and we would be truly living as Muslims. But as I said, it's okay. It's okay the way we do it too. It's okay. As long as we don't turn our backs to it.